Welcome back to the show. Different kind of episode today. So I want to talk about ways to grow your account to 1,000 followers, because I'm seeing a lot of people on TikTok just that are just absolutely grinding to try to get to that 1,000 followers so they can go live and do breaks and do whatever and try to sell their cards. So if you see this on my Instagram story and you're here, welcome to the show. I hope you can grab a couple bits of value and hopefully get up to that 1,000 follower mark and hit record and go live and have some fun, hopefully selling some cards and having a great community around you. So this is what I would do. So if you've noticed any of my TikTok and YouTube videos, they're all over the place. And that is the worst possible strategy if you're trying to grow an account. I do this because I'm curious. I'm overly curious on trying new things and seeing what works for me. The best kind of videos have been like YouTube tips, look at this card, and then you start with the hook, and then you end with the card you want to talk about that's gone up in price, or the five biggest cards of the day, the seven biggest sales, and some news. News is up and down. If it's like PSA news, people will care. If it's like athletes investing in sports card companies, people might not care as much. But if you're trying to grow an account, I want you to first think about who you are trying to sell to. Who do you want to press that plus button? Now you're going to go to Amazon. You're going to Google like books for 18 to 24 year olds or books for 35 to 50 year olds, and then go read some reviews. And basically you're going to pay attention to how they're speaking. If it's like short, choppy, to the point, if it's a lot of fluff, and read the 3-star reviews, go see what they're saying. And then pretty much try to mimic that tone in your videos, because you're going to want that target audience to pop up in your lives then later and hopefully buy your cards. I would start there and then take 30 minutes, write down every single idea you have, and then write some hooks. Have you heard of this card? Have you seen this? Did you know about this card? Hey, I got this product in. You're not gonna wanna miss it. So you're just building the hype on whatever you're gonna do. Hey, what makes me different as a breaker? Why do you wanna buy cards from me? And just keep making people excited for you to hit that 1,000 and go live. And you're going to need to post 1 to 2 times a day, batch record your content the night before, and just get stuff out there for people. Drive curiosity. Tell them why you want to break, why they want to break with you. There's so many breakers. The more people that I follow and follow me on Instagram and TikTok, there's exponentially more amounts of breakers each day. And the big problem you're going to have when you're breaking is it's going to take a long time to fill breaks. So you're going to want to build a connection with the audience. So when they're live and you have, say, the second division out of 8 or the fourth team and only 17 are filled out of 30 or 32, they're going to want, you need to give them a reason to want to stick around while they're watching and they're just waiting to see what cards they got. So mostly value, 90% value, 10% of things that will keep them interested in you, some of your cards in your collection, things about what you like to do, what the day in the life is like, what you do with sports cards, your process. Just document, 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 post everything. Your videos are going to do terrible, but you're just going to get feedback. Go to the TikTok analytics and then just keep seeing what people like. If you have a friend or a mom that supports you, tell them to hit the share button and copy it and send it out or favorite it if you want to really hack the system. But also do the trend videos. Do breaks in the trend videos. So like the one that's trending right now is I Can't Believe This Photo Exists. It's some David Guetta song. So do that with like some sealed wax of the things you want to break for people. And just have fun with it. So I hope there was a little bit of value in these 4 minutes so far on getting there. Start with the process. Sit down. Get familiar. You can edit videos in Canva. You can edit videos in Premiere Pro. It's like $20 a month. There's a lot of video editing tools. You can edit right inside of TikTok based on the kind of camera you have. If you have a nice camera, you can record with the selfie cam. If you don't have as nice of a camera, record it with the external facing camera. It'll just turn out better. Upload in HD. Make sure you click the settings when you're uploading it to upload in HD. It's going to look better. Put text on the screen, choppy stuff, get people interested. And write down the videos that you like to watch and then mimic those. And then you're going to want to curate. So lastly, the last thing I want to talk about, and there's going to be about 2 to 3 minutes left in the show, is you need to curate your feed and then go comment on other people that you want to have their customers. It's the Gary V $1.80 strategy. There's also the Russell Brunson strategy. Go look those up. So just go in card breaks, go hashtag card breaks, look at all those people, follow them, make sure when a video comes up on your feed of someone else that you're going to compete with, you watch it all. So more of those videos keep coming on. So then that tells TikTok that's what you're interested in, and that's what people might be interested in your videos. Make sure you do hashtag strategy, upload it from your phone. And then when you're going to go to these other accounts, I want you to comment and add a positive 2 cents. So it's like, look at this huge car I pulled. And then you're going to comment, awesome, what else did you get? It builds them up. It builds that person up. Or say something funny if it makes sense, and then try to get the top comment. Or hey, but don't be like, hey, pin this. Will you pin this comment? Bet you won't pin this comment. Like, you can't be selfish up front. It's going to be give, ask. So you can go on Instagram as well. There's an awesome Google extension, Google Chrome extension called $80. And what this will do is plug your Instagram in. You can Google the hashtags that you want to see, and then you can go comment and engage on those posts. And then if you say something positive, their 2 cents, add some value to that person, they might follow you. Someone else might see it and reply and follow you. So get your name out there through the comment section, through watching the right videos and curating your feed, and then posting 1 to 2 videos a day. The 3 to 5, I'm not a fan of the 3 to 5 because you're going to burn out when you're just starting. You're going to get bad results. You might hate it. You might give up. I don't want you to do that. 1 to 2 a day, make it manageable. We're all busy. 1 to 2 videos a day, go spend 30 minutes commenting, engaging in a positive, valuable way to someone else. Make them feel good when you respond, because you're going to build a huge community, not a huge community, but you're going to connect with people over time. People that are like-minded to you that are creating videos. Oh, what do you think about this idea? Do you like this? In the comment section, just like their videos and comment something nice, because if you're genuine and you actually care, it's going to show. Like, there's people that I've legitimately met and I consider friends now through social media and the cards, and I comment just like, oh, that's awesome. Like, thanks for sharing. I really liked your video. And if you don't truly mean it, it's going to show, and you're not going to get there. People's BS meters with the internet are at an all-time high. The people that I comment on consistently, I hope they know that I'm genuine. I hope they take it the right way, because I think they do. And it shows in Instagram DMs and going back and forth. So be kind out there. Give people a reason. Give people a reason to like you. Stick with the short-term content, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, hook, action, build suspense. They got to buy you. They're going to spend 2 to 3 hours breaking with you when your break isn't filled and you're just waiting. So keep it interesting. Tell your story. Have a lot of fun. I hope to see you have 1,000 views sometime soon. And if by any chance this video actually helped you, when you hit 1,000 views, just go on TikTok at Cards with Luke and let me know that you made it. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. Only 9 minutes. Have a great Thursday and take care.